I'm going to give you three what I call key ingredients for developing awesome powers of memory. Now, you're going to be using these right throughout the course. They are association, location, and imagination. Okay, here's your first memory test. How are you going to memorize that? Well, if you take the first letter of each word, you come up with Ali. Think of Muhammad Ali, the greatest, because these are the greatest techniques. Okay, let's start off with association. Now, this is the first golden key of memory. If I say key, you think of door. If I say skiing, you think of snowman. If you think of snowman, you think of Christmas, etc. And what if I say Tiger Woods? What do you think of golf? Monica Lewinsky? Okay, you get the picture. Now, the other thing about association is everything is connected to everything else. We identify something not by its dictionary definition, but what we associate it with. So if I say bicycle, you don't suddenly think, oh yeah, that's a vehicle with two wheels, one directly in front of the other, driven by pedals. No, you think of 1,001 other things. You think the first time you rode one, a birthday present, an accident. Think about the first time you tried to ride a bike yourself. I can remember being age 7 getting a nice red bicycle for my birthday. So it's everything but the dictionary definition. So association, that's really the mechanism, the cogs and wheels, the nuts and bolts by which memory works. And we're going to be using plenty of it. All right, here's the first exercise. I'm going to give you three pairs of words or objects. And I want you to forge a link between each of them. There's not necessarily a ready-made link, so you're going to have to find one. For instance, if I say kangaroo masterpiece, how are you going to connect those two words together? Think about it. Well, I would imagine a kangaroo painting a masterpiece. So you need to introduce a bit of creativity. Now, maybe you were thinking of a masterpiece, a painting of a kangaroo. Well, that's what most people would think, but I want you to get more creative. I want you to think outside the norm. So let me give you three pairs now. See if you can make a connection on your own between the words. Right, here we go. Here's the first pair. Bicycle, hamster. Okay, next pair. Balloon, submarine. And finally, palm tree, chocolate. You got that? Okay. What word is linked to hamster? Answer? Bicycle. I wonder what you were thinking. If I say balloon, what do you think of? Answer, submarine. If I say chocolate, what do you see? A palm tree. It's simple, isn't it? So even though there wasn't a direct link between each word, it really wasn't that difficult to make an artificial connection between each word. So from now on, I want you to get used to making associations. And you should really think of the first thing that comes into your head, because those will end up being the most reliable. I was doing a crossword this morning, and the clue there was 5 letters and 4 letters, and it said, working hard, they're linked for some time. So immediately I thought of link chain. I came up with chain gang. So you may notice if you start loosening the cogs of your memory, getting used to associations, it'll help things like crosswords. Now, the next golden key of memory is location. Location is like the map of memory. It's the place that you look to access all your stored memories. So, for instance, if I ask you to tell me everything you did yesterday in order, what do you start doing? What goes on in your head? Well, you have to think of the places that you were at. That's what keeps the order. Let's make it more difficult. If I say to you, what happened exactly this time last week, then you really will have to start searching for what? The places that you were at. So we live in a 3D world. We can't dissociate our past from location. And I've noticed since I've been developing these techniques, I've been looking at other authors' work, and this is the one thing that they seem to miss out, the use of location. And this really is in the true tradition of the Greek method of memorization. Now, the third golden key of memory, this is imagination. And this is probably the most important ingredient. I call it the fuel of memory. We all possess imagination, some people more wilder than others. Now, if you dare to consider that you lack imagination, then just think back to when you were a child, when you were playing imaginary games in the garden. Weren't you wonderfully creative with your mind? Now, creative imagination is something that you're going to need plenty of. You're going to have to engage that in this course. Some people say, well, that they're not imaginative. They can't come up with ideas as fast as others. Well, it's not a case of learning creativity. It's not something that you can teach. It's more a case of how do we encourage its return. I believe we're all taught far too soon in our lives to grow up, to be sensible, welcome to the real world. And that can tend to stifle creativity. Now, thankfully, I refuse to give up my creativity and imagination, which was probably the downfall of my academic success at school. So, a vibrant imagination is something that I've always possessed, but I never really realized that it would be so instrumental in developing staggering powers of memory. You already have an extraordinary imagination. Just think about the incredible dreams that you have in the night. From now on, you're going to use your imagination in ways that you, well, you never even imagined. So more about imagination a little later. Okay, so those are the three golden keys to memory: association, location, and imagination.